Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, and obviously in Greenville. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Always, as I'm getting ready to talk to Carrie, kind of just see what might be out there having to do with pet care that we might talk about. And one I came across, Carrie, and I would be curious to know if this has ever come up in your practice. This is a story about a woman from Iowa who has cloned her cat. The cat passed away, and of course, you know, terrible loss. And so she had the cat cloned, and this, I guess we're going to be seeing more of this in the future.
And that's going to be really weird if that comes out to be, you know, mainstream stuff where you can send in, like, a sample from your pet that you know is going to, you know, expire, you're going to euthanize, and you store that, you know, just in case in the future or something. That's crazy.
Yeah, it has to. So a sample has to be taken from the animal before the animal dies?
I believe so, yeah, but I'd have to look that
up. Okay, well, I understand.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you'd have to, like, bank it for the future, you know?
I see. Is this, how costly would that be for?
So I know back when I was in vet school, like, they had just started cloning, and they had cloned some dogs or a dog, just incredibly costly.
Sure.
Like, super, super costly, obviously. But I cannot imagine it becoming mainstream. I think it might be something that maybe is trendy that starts happening with, like, the super wealthy. Mm. But for my clients and our area, I think we like to promote adoption instead of $100,000 cloning projects, I guess. So
no one has come to you yet asking about it.
No. I mean, people talk about it jokingly because obviously I love that they love their pets so much and they're so unique and so bonded. But I think one of the most important things to remember is, just because the genes match and genetically they're an exact copy, that does not mean that the personality and the traits are going to match, right?
Yeah.
You also have to remember with pets, like, the way that you raise them is so important about how their personality is going to be. That window before they're 9, 12 weeks old is critical. So for me, it's like, if I had a pet and I realized, oh, I should have socialized my dog more, you know, and then I get it cloned, and I pay $100,000 to clone it or whatever, well, I'm going to make sure that I, you know, do everything right this time.
Right.
So there's going to be things that you do different that make their personality different as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You better, if you're going to spend that kind of money, you better get it right. And it did the article really didn't speak to the cost, but I'm guessing you're not far off of that estimate.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. Now there's another article, and normally we're talking about dogs, Carrie, but both of these have to do with cats. And this is a happy story. A owner reunited with a lost cat 5 months after a house fire. And this is in Pittsburgh, or the Pittsburgh area of Pennsylvania. And
it was because of the microchip.
Right. The cat turned up at a shelter, and they scanned the cat for a microchip, and by golly, they were able to identify the owner. Yeah.
Love it. Microchips are so important, especially because they're so commonplace now. Every shelter, even home rescues or people that do rescue, the microchip companies a lot of times will donate a scanner. That way there's people around that if somebody, you know, you find people that say, hey, I found this dog on 1903, and then, you know, people will chime in and say, hey, I'll scan it for you or take it to your vet to have it scanned. Now it's so commonplace to check for microchip. There's no reason why your pet shouldn't have one.
Mm-hmm. And it's relatively inexpensive?
Yeah, like $25, $50. I mean, depending on the one that you do, they all have different, you know, things that they offer. But for the most part, you know, for the lifetime of your pet, you only need it once, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had an interesting story. It was probably a few years ago, but we were working with the shelter, and there was this black chow chow that was in the back, and it was very, very aggressive, actually, and probably just scared. And it was super matted. And so we really couldn't handle it much. And this dog apparently was like a legend of Greenville, like around the train tracks. It had been spotted for 2 years and people were feeding it, but nobody could catch it, not even animal control. And they're really good at their job. Huh. And so it was like a legend, you know? So So they finally caught it, and it's in this cage, and we can't handle it because this dog is really smart and doesn't want to be messed with. So we went in one day, and we were like, well, let's just sedate it and shave it down because its mats are so bad. Mm-hmm. It's been years with these mats, growing or whatever. So we sedated it, and we're like, we might as well just scan it because we haven't gotten to get really close yet. Scan it for a microchip. It has one.
Wow.
And, yeah. And so call the people. They were like in Mount Pleasant or somewhere not too far away. And the story was a couple years ago, someone in Greenville was pet-sitting their dog, and the dog took off.
Gosh.
And because of the dog's personality, like, nobody was able to get close to it for 2 years. And people just kept spotting it and feeding it and trying to catch it. People came, like, the next day to pick up their dog after 2 years.
That's a better story than the one that I told you about in Pittsburgh. 2 years.
So crazy.
That's great. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just a very valuable thing if you have pets and you value them. That's great advice. All right, listen, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again, Carrie.
It's always a pleasure.
Carrie McCreary, Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.